The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, good morning, Betsy Pie.
Look at the birds.
Oh, yeah, I know. They're, you know what they are? They're parakeets.
Where did they come from? Oh, they're beautiful.
They belong to the Bightoners, honey. We're taking care of them while the Bightoners go to Florida for Christmas.
Oh, they're so pretty. I wish they were ours. Can we get some?
Oh, boy. I think your mother feels that we have enough of a menagerie around here with the dog and the rabbits and the chickens.
Breakfast is ready, you two. Come on out.
Did you bring in the morning paper?
Yes, it's on the hall.
Oh, yeah, I see it. I got it.
Daddy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'd really like to have? A kitty.
Say, for Pete's sake. Honey, did you see this? They finally appropriated the money for the new schools out here.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Susan Brown has four kittens, and she said I could have one. Can I, Daddy?
You know what? There's going to be three new school buildings. Grade school, junior high, and senior high.
Wonderful. When are they going to be built?
Wait a minute. Let me tell you. Construction will start...
Can I, Daddy? Daddy!
Yes, darling, yes. Construction starts this year, and they hope to have them all ready by 1960.
Oh, wonderful. That's what I wanted, Daddy.
Yeah, won't it be wonderful? Well, you won't have so far to go to school.
Will you two please come out and have breakfast?
Yeah, we're coming.
Mommy!
Come on now, come on. We're early today. Let's have a nice breakfast.
Mommy?
Oh, I'll get it. Sit down, both of you. Now, there's your orange juice.
They're going to be called the Rainbow Lake School.
Oh, wonderful. Put your apron on, will you, Betsy? Hello? Oh, good morning, Elner. Goodness, I thought you were leaving early for Florida this morning. Uh-huh. Yes?
Will you please tie my apron in the back, Daddy?
The dogs? He did? Well, gee, I don't know. Hold on a minute, Elner. When Elner brought their parakeets over last night, did you make some remark about our keeping their dogs, too?
Keeping their dogs? Are you kidding? No. She said she was taking them to the kennels.
You apparently made some remark about how lonesome dogs get in kennels. She and Fred got to worrying about them and couldn't sleep all night. Now she wants to know if we'll take the dogs, too.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
Christmas Eve on CBS Radio, Bing Crosby invites you to celebrate Christmas with the world on our fourth annual Christmas Sing with Bing. With Bing as your guide and CBS Radio as your magic carpet, you'll visit Rome to hear the Vatican Choir. There, too, you'll hear the sound of the bells of St. Peter's as they ring for the holiday mass. On our Christmas Sing with Bing, you'll visit New York and Salt Lake City, Canada, Australia, Holland, France, even far-off places like Hawaii, Alaska, and the Fiji Islands, where carolers and choirs will be waiting to sing the traditional Christmas songs with you. To add to the excitement this year, Mrs. Bing Crosby, Catherine Grant, will be at her husband's side. Whether you spend Christmas Eve at home or out on the highway heading for a holiday destination, join us on CBS Radio as most of these same stations present our fourth annual Christmas Sing with Bing.
Well, all I can say is I think Fred and Elner have got a lot of nerve dumping their two dogs on us for a whole week.
Well, it's your fault. Where did Betsy go?
Outdoors.
The school bus won't be here for half an hour.
Well, I don't know. She went out.
Oh, it's nice to get up early. Then we don't have this mad, frantic rush every morning. Gets everybody in a bad humor.
Yeah, the thought of two extra dogs around here doesn't put me in a very good humor.
Well, it's going to be more work for me, dear, than for you. I'm the one who has to feed them and keep an eye on them. The trouble is that Judy, their old dog, gets along fine with our Brownie, but little Tippy's kind of a scrapper. Have some more coffee.
Well, it'll be fun for a week. When is Elner bringing them?
Right now. She's on her way over. And there's no sense blaming Elner. You apparently made some sympathetic remark about the dogs when she stopped over to leave the parakeets.
All I said was dogs get lonesome in kennels.
Well,
all
you
I
know
said.
How Elner is about animals, and she worried all night about them.
Well, maybe I'm crazy, but I still think it's a lot of nerve dumping two dogs on somebody else to take care of for a whole week. Not only two dogs, but two parakeets.
Well, the birds won't be too much trouble. Anyhow, what could I say? She sounded so upset.
sort of implied they didn't feel they could go to Florida if they didn't know their pets were well taken care of.
Yeah, you know, well, that's the trouble with having a lot of pets. It's always a nuisance when you want to go somewhere.
Yes, I know it.
Hoist them off on...
Oh, there she is. Just let the dogs out of the car. Just drove up. Well, oh, look at Tippy and Brownie already out there, sir.
What is Eleanor taking out of the car?
I don't... Oh, help her. Go out and help her.
Well,
you better
what
help.
Is
come
it?
On, come on, come on. A goldfish bowl. Help her.
Oh,
she's staggering under the weight of it.
A goldfish bowl?
Help her. For heaven's sakes, Elmer.
Oh,
my
oh,
goodness.
Here,
you shouldn't carry that, Elmer.
No, why didn't you take the water
oh,
out of
careful.
It?
Oh, be careful. Oh, it's terribly heavy.
Well,
take it.
Yeah. My gosh, where'll I put the thing? Where'll I put
well,
it?
Well, I don't know. Oh, just set it down on the table, I guess. Wait till I move some of the dishes here.
Well, it really shouldn't be in the kitchen. It's too warm out here. They should be in some room where the temperature stays fairly even.
Oh, dear. Well, let's
see.
Well,
look, move the dishes, will you? I can't hold this forever. Put them here for the time being.
Oh, yeah, set it down.
Oh, yes.
Dear, I hope the fish are all right. It upsets them to be moved.
Well, they're still swimming.
Well, I guess you both think I've got a lot of nerve bringing the fish, too. But honestly, we completely forgot about them. I was just leaving the house when Fred said, "What about the tropical fish?"
Yes, well.
I didn't know what to do, and Fred said, "Take them along to the Pipers. After all, they aren't any trouble."
No, of course not. Well, that's perfectly all right, Elmer.
All you have to do is hook up this light and the aerator, so it keeps the water fresh, and here's their food. I brought the book on the care and feeding of tropical fish, so all you have to do is to refer to that.
Oh, fine. Well, don't worry about them.
I do worry about them. I know it sounds silly, but you do grow to love fish after a while.
How long does it take?
Oh, dear, finish your coffee now,
this
sweetie.
Big one is Tommy, and the blue one is Penelope, and the red one is Lancelot.
Mm-hmm. Do they come when they're called?
What?
Oh, he's just joking. Elmer, now you have a nice trip to Florida, Elmer. Don't you worry about a thing.
Well, when I brought the parakeets over last night, I got way back home and remembered I hadn't told you a thing about them.
Told us about them?
Oh, yes. They're terribly sensitive, you know. I didn't even leave you the bird seed or the list of instructions. How are they this morning?
Oh, well, they're fine, I guess. Come on in the living room.
Fred gave them to me for our wedding anniversary, you know, and I'd just be sick if anything happened to them.
Well, I don't think anything will. They're in the cage, and I just feed them, don't I?
How long are you planning to be gone, Eleanor?
Well, just a week, but Fred said this morning we might be able to stay 2 weeks, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, very nice, as long as you're going.
Yes, that's what I said.
Yes.
Eleanor, what about the parakeets now?
Well, here's the list. Fresh water daily, that goes in here.
Uh-huh.
Fresh birdseed daily, that goes in here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And a fresh piece of lettuce every day.
Lettuce,
then, of course, change the paper.
Change the paper. Uh-huh. Anything else?
Well, there is one thing. I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't play the radio or the television too loud. It's a funny thing. We noticed it right after we got them. For some reason or other, it makes them nervous.
It does what?
Well, I know it sounds silly, but it makes them nervous.
Oh, I see.
They like musical shows, but they don't like mystery programs or westerns. I mean, gunshots and screams get them all excited, you know.
Uh-huh.
Do you think they'd object if I listened to the news?
Oh, no, that's all right. Just keep it down. You know, turn down low.
Uh-huh, well, all right.
But as I say, they do like music.
Hey, classical or popular?
Oh, honey, really? He's just joking.
No, I'm fascinated. I'd like to know whether parakeets prefer Beethoven or Elvis Presley or...
Yes.
I mean, if they like Beethoven, do they prefer symphonies to concertos?
Well, as a matter of fact, they do prefer classical music.
Now, you see? That's very interesting, Eleanor.
Why don't you go finish your breakfast, darling? You're going to be late to work now.
No, we're early this morning, remember?
Anyhow, whatever you have on, just keep it turned down low.
How low?
Darling, if there's something you want to hear, we can always set the parakeets in the other room.
Now, that's exactly what they don't like. They hate to be put off somewhere by themselves. They like to be with the family. They like people. Oh, dear, I'm really going to miss them while we're away.
Oh, well, why don't you take them along?
Dear.
Well, I just meant it's a shame that they have to miss the trip.
Oh, we talked about it, but they get car sick. Really, I've been so upset about everything that I said to Fred this morning. Oh, why don't we just take the birds and dogs with us? But he said no. I mean, with the three children.
Oh, sure. It's much better to leave the animals here.
That's what I said.
Yes.
Well, I've got to run.
Oh, well,
Fred wants to leave as soon as I get back. Thanks a million.
Oh, yes.
And Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Goodbye. I'll watch you from Florida.
Goodbye. Merry Christmas. Don't worry about a thing, Elner.
Merry...
Goodbye. Well, you certainly were a comedian. What'll Elner think?
Look, I don't care what Elner thinks. By golly, I think it's a lot of nerve dumping their whole zoo over here as if we didn't have enough to worry about.
Daddy, look what I've got.
Where have you been, Betsy? Now get ready for school.
Honestly.
Oh, look, isn't it beautiful? I went down to Susan's and got it.
A cat. A cat.
Daddy said I could have one. You did, Daddy.
Dear, let the dog out.
The dog is out.
Well, then let him in.
Oh.
For goodness sakes, which dog is it?
I don't know which dog it is. Look, let him stay out. Let them stay out all. Let them all stay out for a while. By golly, ever since I came home tonight, I've jumped up and down a dozen times to open the door, and there's always a dog that wants to come in or go out. If it isn't a dog, it's a cat.
You've only been home 3 hours. I've had it all day, and we have got to make some arrangements. Darling, please keep the door to your den closed.
Well, look, it's a doggone nuisance to walk around your own house opening and shutting doors after you all the
time.
Well,
I can't help it, sweetheart. The parakeets are in your den.
Parakeets.
We have to keep them away from the cat.
I don't know why.
And we've got to keep the pantry doors closed between the kitchen and the dining room because the goldfish are in there, and I don't want the cat to get them.
Well...
Of course, why? You said Betsy could have a cat.
All right, I know. I did say yes without thinking. I was reading about the new schools in the paper when she asked
me,
and I just
It's done. Now, anyhow, this is what I've arranged. We'll keep their dogs in the basement at night and the cat in the kitchen.
Look, but our dog is used to sleeping in the basement.
Well, I can't help it. Tippy and Brownie start scrapping when I shut them up together. So I'll shut Brownie in the laundry room. Now, be sure you always keep our bedroom door closed because Judy, the Springer Spaniel, has a habit of running up and getting on the bed.
Yeah, well, all I can say is we're going to have a wonderful holiday season running this zoo.
Well, we're doing something for somebody, helping them out. I guess that's the idea of Christmas.
Yeah, I guess so.
And, dear, please remember to keep your den door closed. Eleanor would be sick if the cat reached her paw in the cage, you know, and
her
got
paw?
One... Yes.
Hers? You mean on top of everything, that cat is a female?
Yes, dear, and Betsy can't wait till she has kittens. Now, let's get organized. Feeding schedules, changing paper in birdcage... Checking temperature of water in fish tank.
To every one of you listening today who's ever made a contribution to care, thank you. My name is David Jack, and I'm talking to you from Rome, Italy. And it's my job to deliver the care packages your dollars make possible. Since CARE's been working in Italy, you have provided at least 20 million meals for hungry people, the unemployed, the refugees, the children in orphanages. Last week, we went to a home for blind children in Sicily. The children were eating the CARE food you sent. They were being trained with CARE tools. And when we left, they sang us a farewell song. "We pray for you," they told me. "We pray for all of you who help us every night." If you could have been with me then, you'd understand how much I mean my thank you and how much those children who will never see mean theirs. Thank you, and please keep on helping with your dollars to CARE, New York 16, or to your local CARE office.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and William Post, and is produced by Walter Hart.